Thanks so much for joining us as we go through the season of Lent. If you so desire, share these devotionals with someone in your family or friend or a coworker, and we'll go through the season of Lent together. Remember, we're using the word relent, meaning abandoning my agenda, the ultimate surrender, not a 40-day exercise, but a lifetime commitment to surrender our lives to God. Hebrews chapter 5, 7 through 10 is our passage today. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him, being designated by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. As the writer to the Hebrews pens these words, he is no doubt thinking about Christ's painful cries in the Garden of Gethsemane and from the cross on Golgotha. The word excruciating means out of the cross, and describe the physical agony of the cross. It was a word coined for those going through that physical agony of hanging on a cross. But it was the indescribable anguish of taking on the sin of the world that Jesus dreaded most. For that one period of time, the Father, and we can't even comprehend this, but the Father would turn his back on his sin-bearing Son. Jesus was fully obedient and completely perfect during his entire human existence. But the cross proved our Lord's submission to the end. The work of the cross established Jesus as our perfect Savior. The cross work of Jesus made him, in the words of the writer to the Hebrews, the source of eternal salvation for all who trust in him. Some people argue today that there are many ways to God. And to be honest, in a world that offers a variety of products and numerous solutions and belief system alternatives, one can see how this assortment mentality is applied to the spiritual life. But when it comes to a Savior, we must understand the qualifications. A Savior must be sinless to die in the place of those who are sinners. Since all humans are sinful, he must be God to die on man's behalf. Since all humans are sinful, I'm going to say this again, since all humans are sinful, he must be God. And then to die on man's behalf, he must be man. He must identify with those he desires to die on behalf of. Jesus, fully God, fully man, died for us. He was buried to prove his death and rose from the dead to prove that he was God. The source of salvation has to be narrowed to one person, Jesus. Now, we can agree to disagree on a lot of things, but the source of eternal salvation is not one of those things we can agree to disagree on. That source is Jesus. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and life. No man comes to the Father but through me. So, Father, thank you for sending your Son as the source of eternal salvation. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your work on the cross. Thank you for providing the way to eternal life. I pray in your name. Amen.